tape operator at Wessex Studios was recruited on the spot to look after the guitars and amps. With the liftoff of the plane, we all felt the lifting of pressure on the band. The kids' out-of-school atmosphere took over, which lasted for the whole trip. We were away from the pressures of recording and our money problems. With the prospect of earning cash in hand, we were on holiday. The festival site just added to the holiday feeling. The changing room with some caravans behind the stage, next to a beautiful lake with fir trees and sunshine. It was a long way from the streets of Notting Hill and the garages of Camden Town, the subject matter of most Clash songs. And the band were playing outdoors, in the daytime, almost unknown for them. The Clash had second billing at the festival after Graham Parker and The Rumour. They hadn't played support for any band since the Sex Pistols on the Anarchy in the UK tour of December 1976. We knew Graham Parker and his gang, and they couldn't understand it. How come you're playing support? How much you getting paid? We played dumb and giggled up our sleeves.